Washington, this is VOA. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more on the California shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. David Bowditch, the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. He said the FBI is still investigating how long the couple had been planning the attack, but he added there is no evidence at this point that the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department to determine if the agency systematically violated the Constitution.
We will examine a number of issues related to the Chicago Police Department's use of force, including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and its accountability mechanisms.
The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Shabab. Hussein Mohamed Barre tells VOA's Somali service the man surrendered to officials and African Union troops in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the opposition, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of 167 seats in the National Assembly. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing followed talks between the two leaders. Biden also said the U.S. stands firmly with the people of Ukraine in the face of what he called continued aggression by Russia and Russia-backed separatists. A U.N. envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin December 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the exiled government and Houthi rebels have committed to participating in negotiations in Switzerland next week. Loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh are also expected to attend the meeting. The U.S. military says recent airstrikes have killed two militant leaders in Africa. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abdirahim Sandhere, a senior of the militant group Al-Shabaab, and two of his associates. The Pentagon also says the U.S. has confirmed that an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil, the head of the Islamic State group, in Libya. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged nations to make the compromises necessary to put the planet on a carbon-free path or risk a climate catastrophe. He spoke as negotiators raced to reach a climate change deal by Friday. Lisa Bryant reports.
With just 4 days left for climate negotiations, UN Secretary General Ban called on nations to heed what he called a rising global tide of demands to reach a transformative agreement.
I say to you that your decisions can lay the foundation for a sustainable future.
In remarks to ministers from nearly 200 nations and later to journalists, Ban mixed hope for success in talks outside Paris with dire warnings about what could happen to the planet and to future generations if that doesn't happen. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 million people in 37 different regions and countries next year. Monday is the 74th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. In 1941, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt declared the December 7th attack as a date which will live in infamy, with the U.S. declaring war on Japan a day later and entering World War II. In Washington, I'm Dave Dust.
That's the latest world news from VOA.